Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
the Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
No, not oh baby. I'm going to do what my wife does to the baby in the morning. Good morning. Good morning.
It's morning roast in your cup.
Good morning.
Is that what she said?
Good for you.
Yeah, she does his voice to the baby. Good morning. I'm like, you never do that for me. Put the dogs out to the potty.
Damn. I'm trying to think. When I say good morning to baby Chaz.
Change the diaper, genie.
You do a certain, and it's different for boys versus girls if you ever have a boy, Monte, but there, every time I get home, hey, baby girl, every single time. Aww. You have to just do it. You do it. Come on.
My baby, my baby, my baby. Mm-hmm. Give him a little fat kiss on the cheek.
I thought you were going to go my baby back ribs. I thought you were going to bust out into that. My baby back, baby
I'd go
back,
for some
baby
ribs
back.
Right now.
You know, Chef Tyler from Miller Lux sent me this video.
Okay.
Where's Paso Robles at?
Paso Robles is in South?
South? How far?
I think it's between here and San Luis Obispo. I could be wrong.
Dude.
Is that correct? I could be wrong.
Dude, Chef Tyler's got like...
It's off the top of my head.
It's like this barbecue festival.
Okay.
And we want to talk about barbecue. It's happening in May. And I'm like, wow, that's dangerous. I haven't had any good barbecue in a very long time. Very long time. I could use some good barbecue. Our boy, man, what's my guy's name? Ah, he works at Chase Center. He's been wanting to bring barbecue here for the longest time. You know who I'm talking about. I always see you in the media center. I always see you walking around.
Ah. So, Paso Robles, take 101 all the way down. And yes, it is on your way to San Luis Obispo.
So it's a bit of a drive.
Yeah.
Can we take a private jet there?
Hey, Paso Robles, there's a lot of farms and stuff out there.
Yeah, there is.
If you were courting LeBron, would you start with Paso Robles? It's a joke.
I got another text from a Laker fan. Our boy Lee Hubbard, I am a Laker fan. It's not the LeBron era. Too prissy and pretentious. Great
Lee,
player.
Lee's
but too
a
much
Laker
stuff
fan?
Is but too much stuff is going on around him. The aura. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. We want them problems. By the way, good morning to everybody out there. Oh baby, oh baby, oh baby. Shout out to YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. Wait, we're on Twitter too now? Oh, that's dangerous. Let's not look at those comments. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today. And you can now download the Odyssey app directly from our YouTube and Twitch pages. We have added the QR code on both pages. Shout out to the Xfinity Mobile Text Line. By the way, Spinoni trying to send me a tweet last night. When they did challenge that AD play, There was three different fouls on that play.
Yeah.
The body, minimal the hack, contact. The body again, and they call it minimal contact. I mean, Jokic got mauled there. And I don't know if you heard Mike Malone after the game. He goes, yeah, Jokic had a great game and went 0-for-0 from the free throw line. But you see, mocking the referee saying, how does my big not get fouled to get one free throw attempt? Well, you know what time it was.
Just didn't want it as much. That's what really did the Lakers in. If they just made their free throws, they won the game. They couldn't do that. It's tough. Spencer Dinwiddie.
Or D'Lo, like, you know, pretends to show up.
Well, he's checked out. Did you not see the last game where he was on the bench on the side? He's done. He's gone. Maybe he'll be a Warrior.
We've gone down that road before.
Yeah, I'm cool off him.
Hey, it worked out in the end.
Yeah, we got a championship at Kuminga and Wiggins. And what did he last 4 months with the Warriors?
Yeah. It was a fun game.
Boy, that was a time.
It's always a fun game.
Let's go to Shasky's favorite guest, Brian Apollo Hotel.
Ooh, BPA.
Hey, we let him out. We let you out on parole, BPA. Hey,
raise the intelligence of this show.
We let you out of parole. We let you. You know, you're good. You're good. Be good today.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm staying calm and control and reasonable. So look. The narrative sort of coming out on sort of the Warriors' stance, I don't know how accurate it is, by the way, but, like, it's coming from people that, like, claim to be Warriors insiders. It's sort of like, it's over. Let's just kind of run back the nostalgia play and not embarrass ourselves, right? That's literally been written by Kawakami and others, that's the new strategy. That's the new light year strategy. Let's not embarrass ourselves. And so I think it'd be a good idea for Lakeup to come out, you know, and state what the plan is or the mission, because that does not sound like him. I can't imagine that Joe Lakeup is saying, let's quit and just not, you know, fall on our face and embarrass ourselves, right? And let's die with dignity. I can't imagine that. And so I looked at, like, their cap position, and, like, if you take CP3 and Looney out, neither of which are guaranteed contracts, they don't have to pay them a dime, as far as I know. They only have $132 million committed from a cap standpoint next year, right?
If Clay walks, yes.
Yes. Okay, got it. But, like you know, I think the first apron's 172, the second apron's 190. They're in a lot better position than any other contending team from a cap standpoint. They do have assets. They do have draft picks. Like, there's a lot of optionality on the table, and I don't think setting a message of, we quit, let's die with dignity, is a great strategy for them. And it's, you know, that's the creeping assumption. Well, and so I think it would be a good idea to say, hey, like, I mean, did they even have, on a good team, did they even have a third option last year?
Nah.
Like, maybe Kuminga's a third, Clay's a fourth. And so, like, just could we try and get him a second option? And, like, it's very possible that you could.
Could you get Giannis? You believe they could get Giannis?
I don't know. Like, obviously, like, that would, to me, Giannis is ideal, right? Because Giannis can just, you know, like, if they're going to go out and extend Steph and put two and three guys on him, Giannis will absolutely punish people for doing that, right? But all those options, LeBron, KD, they're all infinitely better than what we had, right? Yeah.
Listen, BPA, I can guarantee you this, BPA. Look, as the Warriors, their goal, obviously, is to slash a little payroll and try to get under that tax in the first and second apron. If there's a deal on the table to make the Warriors better and get the Warriors back in contention, Joe Lacob will make the deal. At the end of the day, Joe Lacob wants to win. Best believe that, so don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. Whatever you read, whatever you hear, I can guarantee you this. I'll put my bottom dollar on this one, Shasky. Joe Lacob, if there's a move out there to be made, he will make it. To try to make this team better.
The
goal is to win. Win, 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 win. Like J-Rock. Win, 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 win. Joe Lacob wants to win.
I don't think, whatever, I know there's people that are writing certain things and they may have some information or whatever. I'm just going off the track record of the team. I don't think staying stagnant is something that they're going to do.
No.
I don't think rolling it back and dying with dignity or whatever phrase BPA was alluding to, And I'm not mad at BPA because I get it. I read the same things he's reading, right. And I'm kind of roll my eyes at some of that stuff. That's just not how they operate. No. That's not how they operate. And I think this last year was the nostalgia tour to see if they could grasp it, and they earned the right to run it back. And they've only lost one time in the Western Conference to that point. And well, now it's two times. You know, you've been fully healthy two times, and you're older. They know the Warriors aren't dumb. Now, it takes two to tango. There might not be a trade out there that they can execute. There just might not be something out there. Whoa. Now, that's a totally different conversation. And if that's the case, you know, you and I have kind of kicked this around, and like, that's where maybe, you know, shredding for the wedding might come up. Meaning, like, let's lose some LBs.
Wow. I could use a few. I could do that as well. Use a few more LBs. But you know what? That leads me to Kuminga.
Okay.
Because I'm watching Anthony Edwards at 22 years old. Wimby's coming. All right. The Thunder are all 25 and under. They're mature. They're balling. Do you believe Kuminga can have that type of impact next year on a playoff team?
No.
And if you don't believe that, then you're obviously willing to trade him, one of your young assets, to try to get better. That's it. Because when I'm watching these playoffs, and I'm watching Brunson and the Knicks, and I know he's a little older and he's got a lot more seasoning. Obviously played at Villanova and played with the Mavericks, going to a Western Conference final. Now he's a Knicks lead dog. But I'm watching Anthony Edwards, and I'm watching the young T-Wolves. And then I'm watching Booker, who's still a young player. I'm watching, you know, OKC do their thing. And you got Luka Doncic in Dallas. And you got De'Aaron Fox up there in Sacramento. Is Kuminga ready to take that leap to where he could be a second or third option on a legit playoff team?
So like, I don't think it's fair to compare any of the young players to Anthony Edwards, because I think he's significantly higher. But
I don't want to do that. No, but he's only 22 years old, and Kuminga's 21.
Yeah, but that's like saying, hey, if I have a young center and he's nowhere near Victor Wembanyama.
I hear all that. But that's what it's going to take. What it's going to take to compete in the Western Conference that next jump.
That's just not how I'm doing the calculus, and how I'm doing the calculus.
Well, I'm just asking, can Kuminga take that next leap? If you empowered him on the team, like the T-Wolves have empowered Anthony Edwards, can he make that leap to be an impact player in a 7-game series?
No.
Like these young guys are.
No, but it's interesting that you're phrasing it that way, but I'm coming to the same conclusion phrasing it this way. I have to pay him $30 million. Like, I'm not ready to pay him $30 million. I don't think he's earned $30 million, and I don't think I'm comfortable with giving him a $30 million multi-year deal moving forward.
Well, if that's the case.
I think we're both saying the same exact thing.
We are.
Because when I think of a young player like Anthony Edwards, I can't pay him enough.
I'm not looking at it financially, because the financials will take care of itself.
Yeah, but you have to make that decision before October 20th.
No doubt, but that's part of the decision, is can he make that leap? Because if he could make that leap, if your answer was, yes, he can have an impact like those young players right now in the playoffs. Yeah. Then the $30 million is like, it's a no-brainer. It's like, yeah, go ahead, give him the $30 million, because I'm banking on him to be an impact player deep into the playoffs in a 7-game series. And if it's not the case, because I don't think he's there yet either. Anthony Edwards, to me, is one of the best two-way players in basketball. You threw out Wimby yesterday.
Anthony Edwards is special. We agree.
SGA is an MVP candidate.
He might be the gold standard at shooting guard for the next decade.
So, you know, when we think about Kuminga, what he needs to work on, well, what does he do well? He gets to the free throw line. He goes to the cup. He could dunk on your head. He can be possibly one of the best two-way players in this league one day because of his athleticism. But he's got to play more. He's still raw. He's got to, you know, work through
his
mistakes. He's got to dribble better.
His defensive instincts aren't anywhere near Anthony Edwards.
Not even close right now.
Yeah.
Not even close.
So, I just think it's unfair to compare all these young guys.
I'm not trying to compare him.
No, but
I
see
what
the
I'm saying,
trajectory you're
what I'm
going
saying
for,
is,
yeah.
If we're
or
talking about Steph,
that you're going for.
And we're talking about the Warriors.
Yeah.
And we have a Kuminga. Do we believe Kuminga? Because a lot of people claim, hey, let Kuminga play. Hey, Kuminga had a very good season. Very good season. You know, we averaged 20 from January 5th.
Look, I want to keep him, but Bonte, like, he's your best trade piece in terms of stapling him to something that's undesirable. Like, their assets, I was listening to people talk about their assets, like, their assets are flexibility.
They have flexibility.
They don't have, like, Zion's an asset because everyone in the league would take him, and you get a zillion, you know, draft picks for him. To me, Kuminga's a sweetener. That's the way I look at it. You have a deal, and you staple Kuminga to the deal to sweeten the package to have someone accept.
So I'm looking at Kuminga's 20 a game. I'm looking at his impact offensively, what he could do offensively. Can he create for others? Needs to work on that. Can he rebound? Well, he got better at rebounding. Can he be a really good defender, on-ball defender? I think he's solid as an all-ball defender. Got to get better weak side when you got to switch and communicate, drop, and play drop coverage. He's still, there's a lot of work that needs to be done there. But I'm saying, that's where it comes to, what do you do if you're going to go to State Warriors? Do you actually have to package Kuminga to get better?
Yes.
You may have to.
I think you have
to. You may have to.
I'm coming to that conclusion.
I'm the biggest Kuminga fan out there. I don't want to trade him.
But I think it's...
But you want to maximize Stephen, because this is what it's about. You have to maximize the best player in your franchise's history, Stephen Curry. How do you build a team around Stephen Curry that catapult him back to... Now, he may never be back in that championship window with this team
just
or with this organization.
Top five.
And you may have a shot there.
That's what I'm saying.
You may have a shot there. And I know points everything about Kuminga, but it's everything, the potential of Kuminga to becoming a great defender, to becoming a great player, to becoming a very good two-way player, to becoming an all-star. How long do we have to wait for that? And that's why I was just asking the question. And we're coming in without the financials. I'm looking at it from just strictly basketball.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at these young players right now playing in these playoffs. And I'm saying, boy, can Kuminga do that? Can Kuminga be that impactful? I think for games he can, for stretches he can, but consistently, I don't know yet.
How many teams right now in the league are taking Anthony Edwards as their franchise player?
Oh, there's a lot.
20?
But when I'm looking at these teams, though.
Franchise player.
I'm looking at these teams, though. When you look at Denver, right? Michael Porter Jr., Aaron Gordon, obviously Jokic, yeah. KCP. You look at OKC and all their length. We haven't even talked about Jalen Williams, Josh Giddey. You got Chet, obviously. You got Lou Dort, the Dortchel Chamber, who's shutting down everybody. All right? You got the Mavericks with their length and their young assets and their young centers. And then, of course, you got Kyrie and Luka. And then you got Minnesota and all their length and all their size.
Paul George
and all their and athleticism. Clippers. The Clippers have, they have size. I'm not sure if they're the most athletic but they definitely have
Paul
length.
George.
Zubac is a very, you got to guard him, too. That's why I'm hesitant to move Kuminga, because he's one of my guys who could play, who's long on the wings.
Yes, but, if
Kuminga,
you keep him, again, you have to pay him.
But no doubt. But if you trade him, you best get some size and some length.
That I agree with.
You can't get smaller. You can't get older and unathletic.
But this is kind of like right now, it feels like a fork in the road situation for the Warriors. It's either we're shredding for the wedding, as in us trying to marry ourselves to another young player down the line, or we're doubling down on old and we're gutting everything to get one other significant player and then retinker the rest of the roster on the fly. Yep. Like to me, it's one or the other. Standing stagnant is not an option. It's just not.
I think we both agree with that.
It's Steph and a bunch of young guys and we hollow it out, or it's one last ride with Steph and one of these random guys that we think can be a 1A, 1B type of a player. And I don't think a Lauri Markkanen or a Miles Turner or a DeJounte, even Brandon Ingram, Zach, I don't think they're doing it. I don't even think KD's doing it. And I would love to get KD to come back.
But it's a
I don't
start.
Think he's
but,
good enough anymore.
But it's a start. But also, you realize, you know, these playoffs, yeah, you need your two stars, but you need the perfect pieces around them.
Yeah, the ancillaries.
You need your two-way players.
Yes.
You need your three-point shooters. You need your lockdown. Like Jaden McDaniels from Minnesota, the way he defended Booker in that series, unbelievable. Like McDaniels against Jamal Murray, covering him in his next series against the Denver Nuggets, I'm very intrigued. But they also have Nikhil Walker Alexander. You know, you got slow-mo, Kyle Anderson, who's long.
I like slow-mo.
Long. He's 6'9", and he can control the ball.
He gets a lot of timely rebounds.
Not to mention Naz Reid, who can step out and hit the three.
And
six man of the year.
Blow by you.
Blow by you and dunk on your head. And then play defense. So that's why I would be hesitant to trade Kuminga, because I'm like, man, well, if I do that, I'm probably losing Chris Paul. I don't think anybody thinks Chris Paul is staying around. Klay Thompson, who the hell knows what he does?
It feels like you're losing Chris Paul for nothing.
Probably.
Which means that Jordan Poole trade and the development of him netted you nothing.
Maybe you pick up the option and then trade him. And, I don't know what you can do there.
I don't know what you can do there.
We're talking about the Warriors offseason, gentlemen. Slide this in real quick. Brian Windhorst, obviously tied to LeBron throughout his entire career, on with Get Up this morning. Quote, I think LeBron intends to opt out of his contract and become a free agent for the first time since 2018. So, Windy there, probably going to opt out. Shams Charania reporting off The Athletic, saying that LeBron is looking to play two more years in the NBA, and that the Lakers are very interested in drafting LeBron, Bronny James, LeBron James' son, if that means LeBron stays a Laker. They're all also willing to give him whatever money and contract length he wants.
A team to watch for LeBron James. Now, I'm not going to mention his name. Not going to mention his name because I know he's tapped in. But watch out for the Dallas Mavericks when it comes to LeBron James.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Jay Kidd, he respects a hell of Jason Kidd.
Hmm.
Team USA, another chance to play with Kyrie. There was rumors about them.
Kidd was the assistant coach when they won the chip for the Lakers.
Yep, he was. Sure was. Good call. Good call. Kyrie's there. They've got the log. They've made up for each other. Luka would be interesting with LeBron.
Coffee grinds went down my throat. Yeah, it's not good.
Why are you probably, it's all good.
I'm over here dying on air on YouTube.
It's all good. I could talk.
Man, LeBron and Luka, imagine those complaints to the ref.
Somebody can
Luka.
Shasky just saw that Yaz was bad at cleanup, so he choked on a coffee cart.
Choking like Wiggins.
He just saw that Clippers trailer. He's doing his best Doc Rivers impression right there.
Oof. Last game for him today in Milwaukee, huh? Last game for him. So there's going to be a lot of movement.
Is Doc done? Are we done with Doc? Are we done going down that rabbit hole?
Think about that. I'm just thinking about Kuminga and Moody.
What is there to think about?
It's just... They just completed their third years in the NBA, third seasons, and they got drafted to a championship core, which isn't easy at all. And it's not easy to get playing time. If Kuminga got playing time, and we still don't know who Moses Moody is as an NBA player. I think we have an idea who he is, but really don't know.
It would be ironic, almost sweet poetry, if they, like, play this game with me. They get LeBron. They draft Bronny in the second round, and he plays more minutes in his first year than Kuminga did in any of his years, or Moody did in any. That would be funny.
That's wild. Steve Kerr, he wants to see if JK could be a three. Can he be a, you know, can he, you know, pick and pop? Can he shoot? Can he get the release quicker? I don't know what to do here, but it sounds like I'm with you here. I think we all agree. Every member of Dub Nation, whether you're working media or whether you cover the team, whether you're a fan, changes have to be made with the Golden State Warriors. After watching these playoffs and sitting back, not having a dog in a fight, changes must be made. Let's go to Adam and Arenda real quick before we get to Jermaine Wiggins here on WEEI, or from WEEI. We'll get Jermaine Wiggins here on 95.7 The Game. Adam and Arenda, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Just a very quick comment. Steve Kerr has mentioned multiple times that Kuminga is not going to start as long as Draymond is on the floor. So the question is, are we really going to max out a non-starter? Thank you.
It wouldn't be a max technically, but this kind of goes back to the financial components. Like, and this, again, we go back to the Draymond contract, and you know, you like having Draymond on, but you know, his contract has created some difficult rotations, some difficult financial decisions, and it limits and makes it very difficult to field the appropriate team around him, and then the other guys that you already had in place get stymied because of his presence.
No. Let's play it right now. Brian Windhorst on the idea that LeBron and the Warriors could actually team up.
What do you think of that idea? LeBron and Steph Curry teaming up like the Avengers.
Well, you and I are in the interesting business, Greeny, and that is hella interesting. So whether they're going to be able to fill all the holes on the Lakers roster or not, that seems unlikely that they're going to be able to sign the amount of players and amount of talent they need to contend with a team that swept them in back-to-back years. I do think that whether it's Golden State or somewhere else, if LeBron James is still chasing championships, it doesn't seem like it's going to happen in LA. And he, while he's not good enough, I would say, to be like the number one player on a championship quality team, he's still incredibly productive. So yeah, I mean, I'd love to see him up there. I'd love to see him anywhere where he could find his way back in the NBA Finals.
Wendy, what are the chances?
Go, LeBron. Wendy, go.
LeBron.
LeBron's contract for next year for the Lakers, if he opts in, calls for $51 million.
Right.
If he opts out, he is looking for contracts in that range. The Warriors have nothing like that. These other teams, like whatever you want to get on the board, whether you want to say team X, team Y, Remember, $50 million per year, multiple years the Lakers can give him. The idea of LeBron going to play for another team for $10 million, mid-level exception, or in the case of a tax-paying team, $6 million. Even if you're going to cook up some scheme on a sign-and-trade contract, the Lakers would have to approve of that. Before you enter fantasy land, don't forget about the salary. The salary is important. I know LeBron's made a lot of money. He wants to buy an NBA team. You don't buy an NBA team leaving $50 million on the table.
It's windy. Windy. Let's get to Jermaine Wiggins on the other side. We'll replay that. We'll react to that. But that's windy. I just don't see LeBron coming to the Warriors. Don't see it happening. But it's going to be a lot of rumors here. It is Lions season in the NBA. Let's get to Jermaine Wiggins from WEEI. We'll talk a little Red Sox. We'll talk a little Celtics. Talk about the Patriots. Everything with Jermaine Wiggins here on the Morning Rush on 95.7 The Game. That will be brought to you by the Order of Malta Clinic.
Know the zone is
Fonte. Now, back to the Morning Roast with Fonte and Shasky.
Where the hell is my girl Tony at?
Well stated.
She's on the milk carton right now. Where the hell is Tony been? Scare off Shasky? Tony in Oakland? What happened?
He doesn't have the balls.
Yeah, that one is very aggressive.
Tony, sometimes I agree with you. Make sure you subscribe to the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast. Sam Lovett and Joe Shasky bring you the best day of Giants talk in the Bay Area, period. Every week, all season long, win or lose. Also, we're going to play some cuts from Jordan Hicks. Sam Lovett did a great job with Jordan Hicks down in the Giants clubhouse earlier this week. The Giants obviously in Boston to take out the Red Sox.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Fenway Park, we're talking about bucket list venues, and Fenway Park is at the top of a lot of people's list. Subscribe today on iTunes and Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcast. We got your babe. Got our babe man from WEEI, Super Bowl champ. And I think he still owes his dinner, Shasky. I still think he hasn't gotten over what happened in 2022 in the NBA Finals. We haven't heard from Jermaine since, I don't believe. Jermaine, what's happening, my babe, man?
What's up, bro?
What's going on? Hey, that was a long time ago, man.
I was.
How's Golden State doing this year?
Not too good.
Hey, Jermaine.
I got my guy Shasky over here begging for LeBron James. That's how bad we're doing right now.
Hey, that's going to happen. Him and Steph going to get together somehow, some way. Believe LeBron's going to make that happen.
You think so?
Yeah, because LeBron ain't going to – listen, LeBron is the type of guy, it seems like, he's not going to finish his career on a sorry Lakers team that isn't competitive. So somehow, some way, he has, you know, it seems like a great relationship with Steph Curry. And Steph Curry isn't going to finish his kind of career in Golden State on a team that's, you know, not going anywhere. So somehow those two are going to get together. It just depends on whether it's going to be in Golden State or in L.A.
Jermaine, I love you. I miss you, man. Last time we saw you, we've made like 8 different city enemies since we went barnstorming through Boston. And like, you're one of the few people that likes us.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I rock with y'all because, you know, I told you, I Hey, I'm for that Cali love. I know where to get hyphy, you know what I mean? I know how that E-40 thing goes, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Hey, Jermaine, what's going on with the Celtics, man? They had the best record in the NBA. They're rolling. They gave Jaylen Brown a lot of money before the season started. Obviously, a lot of pressure on them to get to the NBA Finals and win it this time around here. Is it possible that if the Celtics don't win the championship, because you've been on this for 3 years now, they'll finally split up Tatum and Brown if they don't win the championship this season?
If they don't win the championship this season, it's time to call up Steph Curry and see if he wants to come east.
Or send us Jason Tatum. No, you can come out here to Cali. Hey, we got a midday shift. We can pair you with us in the mornings. You work with us in the mornings. Take you away from Greg Hill and Courtney. You come out here with Jason Tatum.
Yeah. Tatum ain't coming to Cali, and I don't know if I can get adjusted to the time out there. when you look at the Celtics, this is their year. You got two young players in Tatum and Brown. You know, and Tatum has taken that next step. I know that he isn't in the conversation in the sense of when you look at MVPs in the league, because he's on a team where he does a lot and he doesn't maybe score as much as a guy like, you know, SGA or, you know, Jokic or something like that when you look at what he does. So he doesn't get his respect until he actually wins one. But I just think that you look at this team, the Celtics, like this is their year. They're the best team in basketball. They have the best starting five, in my opinion. Hopefully Porzingis is healthy, because that's going to definitely be a major part of their success. But it's time for them to get over that hump, and it's especially time for Jason Tatum to get over that hump and say, okay, I now need to be in the conversation when it comes to MVP year in and year out.
Have you ever looked up Kristaps Porzingis' Wikipedia page, Jermaine?
No.
Yeah, because in the first sentence it says, hopefully he's healthy.
Wow.
Yeah, right. Wow. I listen, I've been a Porzingis fan since he got drafted by the Knicks, and I know he was the original unicorn. I know everybody wants to say Victor Wembanyama now. But, you know, that's his biggest thing has been his injury. Mm-hmm. And especially, you know, being able to stay healthy throughout the playoffs and get to the playoffs. So that's the biggest thing. And, you know, unfortunately, as a Celtics fan, we're right back here. And all we can do is hope that it isn't as bad as it looked.
Yeah.
I think you guys might have trouble with the Knicks, man. The Knicks look strong for me.
Nah, we're not worried about the Knicks. I mean, listen, I love Jalen Brunson. I think he's a tremendous player. Obviously, his dad is from around this area. His dad was an unbelievable basketball player in high school, and then had went on to have a really good college career. So everybody knows Rick Brunson around here, and I think Jalen's doing a great job. But, you know, they're not the same team without Julius Randle. They're a scrappy team. They're going to work hard. But if the Celtics do what they're supposed to do, there's not a team that's going to get in their way in the Eastern Conference. Their toughest task is probably going to either be Minnesota or Denver, which whatever one of those teams comes out of the West.
I want you to let everybody in the New England area, Massachusetts, Boston, just let everybody know, I got a bone to pick with y'all. You guys traded away one of the greatest baseball players I've ever seen in my life in Mookie Betts, and he's been a thorn in our side. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, I can't believe, I'm telling, my dad said he's the closest to Willie Mays in terms of running the bases, arm strength, you know, the talent at the plate to hit for power, contact. He is a complete ball player. Now he's playing shortstop, for crying out loud, at a high level. Right. That's one of the worst trades in baseball history, and you guys traded away Babe Ruth, for Christ's sake.
Well, if you really go back to the Mookie Betts trade, let's give a little kind of timeline of how it broke down. The Red Sox supposedly offered him $300 million, and at that time, he didn't want that, and I think he ended up signing with the Dodgers for like $350. So it was a dumb move on the Red Sox part, not giving him the extra $50 million, but I guess if he really wanted to stay here, maybe he might have took the $300. But I agree that, you know, you should have never let him get away. But the biggest problem in baseball, and, you know, it's hard to see these plays, and most of them, you get through a 10, 11-year contract, and then after year 5 or 6, you end up paying $40-50 million a year for a guy who's not giving you the same type of production.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with a guy like Mookie Betts, you know, he's not the biggest guy. And when he gets later in his career, you can't really move him to DH. It's not like, you know, it's not like a Shohei where you can kind of move him to DH and you can kind of get your money's worth for it. So I think that was part of the Red Sox issue in going maybe to 350. But, yeah, he's done a tremendous job for the Dodgers, and, you know, he's arguably, you know, probably, you know, one of the best baseball players right now in MLB.
No doubt. We're talking to our main man, Jermaine Wiggins from WEEI in Boston, part of the Craig Hill Show. Does a great job out there. Super Bowl champ with the Patriots back in the day, their first Super Bowl championship, of course, with Bill Belichick and Brady. And Jermaine, just overall, before we shift to the Patriots and what they did and whether or not they were interested in Brandon Ayuk, what is the state of the Red Sox? We're 2.5 back at the Orioles. It's very early in the season, but we haven't heard much of Boston mm-hmm. over the past few years. How are people feeling about the Red Sox? Because I felt like a lot of Red Sox fans were down on the franchise, but they got some players. Devers is a really good player. I think they have some young talent. How are people feeling about the Sox this year as the Giants are in town to take you guys on?
Well, you got to understand, we finished in last place the past 2 years, so we've been down on this team, especially, you know, when it comes to their spending and what we expected them to do, especially at the trade deadline the past couple of years. And it's just been like, you know, I think a lot of questions have been thrown at John Henry in the front office on why they haven't signed guys or why they haven't made, you know, big moves. Because, you know, around here, I know it's a little bit different for, you know, your San Francisco Giants out there. But we tend to be in the market for spending big money on big-name players. So for us, we're not used to, as Red Sox fans, our ownership not being, you know, a top five team when it comes to payroll. And they kind of have changed their philosophy a little bit in the sense of now you're kind of like middle of the pack. And I think a lot of Red Sox fans, especially the diehards, were wondering what's going on with the starting rotation. That's been the biggest problem with the Red Sox. And luckily for them this year, it's worked out pretty good because they lead Major League Baseball in ERA. So the starting rotation has been pretty good, even though there was a big push for like guys like Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery in the offseason. But it's working out well for them. You know, we play in the hottest division in baseball in the AL East. So, you know, I don't think the expectations are World Series. I think it's more about be competitive and see if you can make the playoffs and come trade deadline. You know, let's see what the team does if they're competitive.
Yeah. We were talking earlier today about like just the greatest venues. I got a chance to go to Fenway in 2007 when the Giants went out there for interleague play, mm-hmm. and it's one of the greatest venues of all time, just hands down. We were talking about different times to be and places to be and games to go see. You're part of that Tuck Rule game. You were part of that dynasty for the Patriots, and I watched the Apple Plus doc, the dynasty. Did you watch that, man? Because I got some questions.
I did. It was spectacular through, like, the first three episodes.
Okay, so you're with me.
I got a lot of pub in those episodes.
Yeah, but here's what I don't understand. Like, Jermaine, I thought they were hating on Belichick. Like, it really pissed me off. And they blew over multiple championships like it was nothing. And I just, it didn't sit well with me. And I'm watching Kraft's kid throughout the entire thing and the way he threw him under the bus, Belichick, mm-hmm. for the whole Aaron Hernandez thing. I thought they did Belichick dirty. And for a guy that gave so much to that team, that franchise, I it didn't sit well with me. It really pissed me off. As a guy who played on that team, what were all your takeaways?
Yeah, I think it was definitely you're spot on about the Bill thing. But you got, you know, we had the director of it on, and you know, when you make something like that, we in New England, we love all the 0-3, 0-4 and all that other stuff. But you know, you got to understand, like, I'm a big, you know, loving hip hop reality fan, Real Housewives of Atlanta, you know, Love and Marriage, DC and Huntsville.
Oh,
so
gosh.
People love drama. People love drama. So you have something like that. I don't know if the director, and I think they did a bad job on it, but I think their biggest thing was, we feel like in order for it to be a hit nationally, people are going to want to see the drama, right?
Yep.
People in San Francisco don't care about, you know, the 0-3, 0-4 season. They care about what happened with Hernandez. They care about, you know, the Brady and mm-hmm. Bill kind of controversy. Like, that's what people like. And it does paint Bill in a bad picture, a bad light. And unfortunately, you know, I think what Robert wanted from it was to kind of show how the team was able to overcome all these things. But actually what it really did is it made him look like the bad guy and the fact that this was something that he had a hand in, and it did paint Bill in a bad light, and all his former players and people, you know, anybody who played for Bill was like, man, why would you do a guy dirty who helped you win six championships? So it's kind of gave him a little stain, and I guess it's just legacy. I bet he's thinking about, like, damn, if I could do it all over, I would have never came out with this thing.
Especially now, because everybody's talking about Bill Belichick and his work on television past weekend at the NFL draft. And I always thought Bill Belichick had potential on television, watching the top 100, him breaking down the greatest players in NFL history, and then the Bill and Bill documentary, the 30 for 30, and of course his documentary with Saban. He made Bill look even better. Now everybody can't get enough of Bill. And now the Patriots, we're looking at them saying, Drake May? Really? Drake May? How are you feeling about that Patriots draft? And also, Jermaine, not to add to that, actually, let's start with Drake May. How you feel about the pick there at number three, Drake May?
I like the pick because, you know, I mean, you guys see it. In order to be successful in this league, you need a quarterback.
Yeah.
No matter how good your team is, no matter how good your defense is, no matter that you have the best running back in the game, it's about your quarterback. And if you don't have a franchise quarterback that can rise to an elite status, you're not going to win a championship. And when you're sitting there at number three, you have to roll the dice on getting a quarterback and potentially hoping that that kid is going to be the franchise quarterback for the next 10, 12, 13 years to get you over the hump and be in that elite category. I mean, you guys see it in San Francisco. Say what you want. You know, everybody talks about how talented San Francisco is on paper, and I think Brock Purdy has done a tremendous job. But he's not been able to get you over the hump.
Yeah.
That's why they picked up the phone and called Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, if I'm San Francisco, I'd be picking up the phone again and saying, hey, Tom, what do we got to do to get you here? Because, I mean, how long is the window going to stay open for the 49ers before they decide to say, okay, yeah, you're good, but can you win one?
Dude, that's great. And the report came out this past offseason that Shanahan did tell Brock Purdy, hey, there's a chance we could get Brady, and if we do that, you're heading to the bench, and you can learn from Brady. So they were still dancing around that topic last season, Jermaine. Speaking of which, Brandon Ayuk, you heard all the controversy about our wide receivers, Debo, Ayuk being on the block.
Were the Patriots linked to him,
and were the Patriots invested in Brandon Ayuk? And what do you think about Brandon Ayuk as a wide receiver in this league?
I'd be all over it. I think that you kind of look at, there's been some issues in the sense of, like, he obviously wants to get paid. Debo got his money. Brandon wants to get his money. He was kind of, he was uncomfortable in his role in the last game of the year. When you kind of looked at in the Super Bowl, they didn't really utilize him like he would have liked to have been, you know, just based on from watching it. And then, you know, nowadays everybody takes to social media, so you really get to know how people feel. And I'm all over it. To New England fans, we're looking for that number one wide receiver, that guy that we could say, okay, here's our number one, here's our elite guy. Defensively, teams have to know where this guy is at all times. Right now, the Patriots don't have that. And, you know, I know they drafted the kid Polk in the second round, but Brandon Ayuk is an already proven commodity to be one of those guys that's on the rise. So I was on board for that, and I don't know what's going to happen there in the sense that it looks like he's not going to be reporting to camp or something like that. He wants a new deal, right?
Yeah, he wants that new money because he has a fifth-year option, but he's not coming back unless he gets that new money. He was the second-team All-Pro last year. Second in the league in yards per catch, seventh in the league in receiving yards on a run in a run-first offense. So, yeah, he wants to get paid. So if he doesn't get paid, he would not be a training catcher, mate. You know how that goes.
And I would be all over the Patriots to trade for a player like that all day long. I'll take either one. You know, whichever one you guys don't want, whether it's Debo or Brandon Ayuk, we'll take either one of those two. And that's the biggest thing. You need an elite quarterback and you need an elite wide receiver. And that's the thing that I think the Patriots, they're looking for with the young kid. And they're still looking for that. And a guy like Brandon Ayuk would be, I mean, San Francisco would be stupid not to sign him, but they got to, you know, I guess they got a ton of money elsewhere. I'm kind of disappointed that the Patriots didn't make a move on whether it was him or T. Higgins, because it seemed like you could probably get one of those guys. You could probably get Brandon Ayuk for a second round pick based off what you saw Steph Diggs go for.
Yeah, yep.
The boss was asking us questions. We're doing these videos today. You know, what's your favorite sports venue? And what's the best sporting venue or game that you were ever at? Obviously, I mean, you're going to go with the Tuck Rule game. I mean, you had a double-digit catches in that one, right? Like, what if I asked you those same questions, how do you answer them?
I would say that obviously the Super Bowl number one on my list because, you know, it's like, I don't know if you've seen any great movies that have sequels, whether it's The Godfather, whether it's, you know, Die Hard. There's nothing like the original. And so the first Super Bowl, you know, being part of helping start the dynasty and being on that first Super Bowl team, it's like, you know, I try to tell, you know, my claim to fame is that, listen, everybody knows who Tom Brady is, but if it wasn't for me and the snowball, you might not know Tom Brady.
Thank you.
So that's,
I like that.
That's a pat on my mother used to say, you got to pat yourself on the back because if you don't, nobody will do it. So, but, I would definitely say the Super Bowl, you know, growing up as a kid who was a diehard Pats fan and then being able to play for his hometown team and help them win a championship, it's, you know, there's not many people in the league that could say that they've done that. The only guy that I think maybe might have the opportunity to do that next would be a guy like Tom Brady, a San Fran fan from there, helped San Fran win a Super Bowl. So, and he said he'd be willing to come back. So who knows?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I always take Tom Brady. You know that. I came out that Super Bowl. I said to Bonte, we went to the Super Bowl. I go, Tom Brady wins that game. Yeah, and I love Brock Purdy.
We walked out,
like,
hey, Jermaine,
damn it,
Jermaine,
he wins that game.
Jermaine, we knew it too. When Mahomes threw the pick and the Niners didn't score, we go, oh boy, this is a problem. And as soon as we walked out of Allegiant Stadium, Shasky looks at me and goes, the difference, the quarterbacks. It's just
right.
Tom Brady wins that game, and I was like, "Yeah, I don't disagree with that."
and you got to make a decision. The 49ers have to make a decision, and you San Francisco fans have to go. Is Brock Purdy worth $225 million?
What do you think he is?
I don't think he is. But that's the going rate. Look at Jalen Hurts.
I know.
Like that's the going rate. So if I'm a San Francisco fan and I'm a caller every day, I'm going to be like Shanahan, Lynch, pick up the phone, call Brady, get me a Super Bowl, because as of right now, Purdy doesn't look like or he hasn't shown that he can get you over the hump.
Look, real quick, before we let you go, because we're up against it, Jermaine, real quickly. Mm-hmm. In those playoffs, you're watching the playoffs from about out there in the East Coast. And I thought Purdy, up until the Super Bowl, he was fine. But I thought the first two games against Green Bay, Detroit, I said, boy, he reminded me of Jimmy Garoppolo. He came back and won those games, but he was erratic. What was your takeaway from those playoff games? Did you think, they need to upgrade at that position?
I looked at it and goes, he'll help you get wins and he'll help you get there. But he hasn't proved that he could put the team on his shoulders and win it when he needs to win it at the end of the game. And that would be my concern if I was the 49ers fan. Can he do it? And that's the way I watched that game. I'm like, if San Fran had a legit quarterback, you know, they probably beat Kansas City. But they don't have a legit quarterback, and you're going against Patrick Mahomes. And that's just the way it is. You need the elite quarterback or the guy that at least can play elite when the game's on the line, and you need that guy, and I don't know if Purdy's that guy yet.
Jermaine, you're always so good to us, man. We miss you. We'll catch up before the playoffs are over, too. We'll be following the Celtics because we're in a situation where what star can we get? Yeah. Can we get a disgruntled star?
Who are we stealing?
Who is Tatum going to be disgruntled? Is Brogdon? We're desperate, Jermaine. We're desperate out here in the West Coast. We don't have playoff basketball in our backyard, man. I'm hurting.
Well, you got E-40, so tell me when to go.
E-40, oh, that's a great walk-off, man. Oh, we haven't heard from 40, man. Oh, 40's on tour somewhere, man. Jermaine, have a good day, man.
See you, bro.
All right, later.
All right, man. Love Jermaine Wiggins, WEEI. Wow, there's a lot to
when
unpack.
When the boss said hi.
Die Hard. I love Die Hard.
Die Hard.
Dude. So there's a lot.
We got to go out to Boston again.
We do it. And Jermaine was great to us. That Boston trip was awesome. Scalabrine, Frank Isola.
Well, Frankie Ice. All I think is me and Bonte on the Friday before the game went and had the largest crab legs we spent like $400 on lunch.
Well, it was great. Well, the first day we go there. We go to a restaurant and the brother was like, y'all Warrior fans? He goes, and the black dude goes, hooked us up with a double shot of tequila on the house just because we're Dove fans. Yeah. He goes, Y'all my type of guys.
He goes, Chris Mullin was my favorite. I had the Chris Mullin throwback. He said, Chris Mullin, my favorite player ever. Right. I hate the Celtics.
He said, shots on me. It was like, what? Yeah. We're getting so much love out there. Then the Friday, because we had Mary Babers Green. I remember we were down bad. We were like down bad.
We were
like down 2-1.
I was scared.
Scared as hell, right? Scared we made the documentary. Steph Curry's documentary when they were down 2-1. It's too fast. Sats goes, yeah. I don't like this. We were both worried, right? But then Mary Davis Green, she came on and was like, I don't know what's going on with Day Day. I've never seen this in him. He's going at the referees. I'm like, damn it, she don't even know what's going on with Draymond Green. And then we get Frankie Ice on. He's like, I got 8 minutes for you guys when I'm going 30 with him. And then Mully came on. And Mully calmed the waters when he said, good morning, Roasters. Good morning, Shasky. Good morning, Bonte. The Warriors will win game 4. And we walked out of that studio, WEEI, and I started talking trash to every Celtic fan I saw. You know we're winning this game, right? You're not winning this game tonight.
Yeah, I wasn't as confident.
Yeah, I tricked myself.
But I'll never forget skipping out of that stadium, fearing I'd get punched in the back of the head, and running into a guy 5 times my size wearing the exact same Wilt Chamberlain jersey as me, put his arm around me and said, I'm going to help escort you out of here so we get out of here safe.
Dude, by the way, he played at City College San Francisco, right?
Yeah, he was a great guy.
He was a roaster.
You know, this is something.
He was a roaster.
Jermaine Wiggins says something. I'm telling you, Bonte, I want you to get into the Brock Purdy thing.
Oh, don't. See,
just hear me
when
out.
I do it, I'm a hater.
No, just hear me out. Hear me out. I have never seen an athlete that we are not allowed to have even healthy dialogue about ever.
Nope.
In sports radio.
It's unbelievable.
So Jermaine Wiggins brings up just, you know, what he feels to be some shortcomings of Brock Purdy.
Outside the bubble.
Okay.
Outside the bubble.
And player.
A player.
Championship.
A Super Bowl champion.
Who was a front row for Tom Brady, arguably the greatest quarterback of all time. 707. Some of the dumbest takes I've heard in a while. So the Ravens should trade Lamar. The Bills should trade Josh Allen. Philly should trade Hurts. 925. Purdy can't get you over the hump? What? 415. Stop. Just stop. And just over and over and over. 510. Who is this clown talking trash about Purdy? Quarterback? Dumb. Over and over and over again. Guys.
The only quarterback we've been allowed to rip over the last 7 years.
Well, we ripped Colin Kaepernick.
No. The only quarterback we've owed present, because we did rip Kaepernick, and that's not fair, but whatever. Kaepernick had a better career than Jimmy G in the Niner uniform, I tell you that much. Listen, we cannot criticize Jimmy, and you cannot criticize Brock. I've been on these airways for over 7 years.
Why?
Trey Lance was fair game. I have no idea why. But Jermaine, I said the same thing. Remember, we were talking, texting during the game. I said, this is a Jimmy G performance from Brock Purdy. So that leads me to this.
Go ahead, finish. We could critique Tim Lincecum. We could critique, you know, pick whoever, Barry Bonds, Buster Posey. But the line is drawn at Brock Purdy? Why?
I'm not saying he's not good.
We're saying he's good.
The question is, is he great enough? Here we go. 415. And now the sleeves are already rolled up. I got my SFYBL pullover. I love this logo.
Yeah, isn't it the coolest logo?
It is really cool. I feel like I'm strong, got muscles, whatever.
Yeah, you look slim.
So 415, Xfinity Mobile text line. And I'm ready to dive into this because I was listening to Signing Guru yesterday and I was banging my head against the steering wheel at some of the takes. 415, Bonte, don't be a hater. Don't be a hater when it comes to Brock Purdy. Now, I'm not looking for anybody's credit. I'm not looking for a pat on the back. But was I a hater when I said I'd rather have Brock Purdy right now than Justin Herbert? Going in training camp, middle of training camp with Spadoni. You was out, Shasky.
Yeah.
It was with Spadoni. Spadoni's like, you're crazy. I was like, I'd rather have Brock Purdy right now because I believe this offense could average 30 points a game. And during the course of the season, halfway through, he was playing better than Mahomes. But was I a hater then? No, I wasn't. I'm just telling you what my eyes saw. And you could disagree with me. Purdy looked average for most of the postseason. First thing you said to me, walking out the Super Bowl, Brady wins that game. There's a difference between Mahomes and Purdy, and it's not even close. It's not even being a hater.
It was sitting on a platter.
Very good season.
It was sitting on a platter, and someone had to seize it, and Mahomes seized it.
But what disturbed me yesterday, and I wasn't mad or anything, it was their show. Steiny was talking about Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah.
And they were saying, like, you know, the league, this, and I got all the quarterback trades or the wide receiver trades, and maybe the league doesn't value Ayuk and Debo like we do. I just think John Lynch and Shanahan play hardball with their players, saying, you want our players? We want to get paid for this. And if you're not going to meet our price, then we're not going to do it because either way, we're in a win-win situation. I like how they do business. However, and I said in the playoffs, Jordan Love looked good. Now he threw the two picks at Levi Stadium, but Jordan Love was on fire in the playoffs. And I think Purdy's good. But Steiny brought up something yesterday about Brandon Ayuk. It was like he did not have a spectacular postseason. I think he had like 3 catches per game. Well, isn't that a byproduct of the quarterback? Ayuk can't thrive unless he gets the football. Ayuk can't thrive unless the quarterback makes a good throw. How many deep routes in the postseason? How many crossing routes did we see Brandon Ayuk wide open, jumping up and down, throwing a LeBron-like tantrum for not getting the football because Purdy didn't see it? Don't forget about the pick six he should have thrown against Green Bay. That drop, Darnell Savage right in the head, boom. Changes the entire football game. So that's Jermaine Wiggins. So I knew as soon as he said it, I said, here we go again. We're going to be called haters. But Ayuk struggles. The reason why Ayuk was really disturbed because he wasn't getting the football. He wasn't getting targeted. And he's the best wide receiver on the team. And we saw the deep routes where Purdy was inaccurate. Hell, he saved an interception on the miracle against Detroit late third quarter. So that's why. But what disturbed me about the conversation, Shasky, I know I'm long-winded here, was that Guru and Steiny were talking about Ayuk and whether or not they're valued and whether or not Debo, not one mention of the quarterback. Well, maybe the struggles happen to do with the quarterback. Isn't that, if the quarterback doesn't play well, how's the receiver going to play well?
Well, we all can agree that, like, he's a really good player, right? Can we all agree there? He's a really good player. But the second you pay the quarterback or are in line to pay the quarterback $50 million plus a year, you better be sure you have the right type of quarterback that can be a difference maker when you have lesser parts financially surrounding that player. All right? Like, I think we can all understand that component. Now, he's a young player. I'm hoping him to get better. I think he's going to grow. I think his familiarity in the offense is only going to get better, you know? But these are the real equations that you have to have set up. Now, as we were going through this trade, who you're going to trade, who you're not going to trade with the wide receivers, what was the number one skepticism of people that were like, don't trade Ayuk? It was, I'm not sure Brock Purdy can elevate the next man up.
Because he's
very young.
What did Jermaine Wiggins just say?
He asked the same question.
He said, I'm not sure Purdy can carry a team.
So that's the question that I have for the audience. Like, we all think he's really good. I think if you took the money away, most people would think Dak is really good. But the minute you pay Dak the money, now you can't afford Amari Cooper. Now you can't afford that left guard. Now you can't afford a defensive player, right? Because you're paying that guy $60 million. Like, in a vacuum, I like Dak Prescott. I hate paying Dak Prescott $50 million. I certainly don't want to pay him $65 million, which is what he's looking for. So do the same equation and remove emotion for Brock Purdy.
No, we can't.
I love Brock Purdy, but paying him $50 or $60 million, if you're not a little like hesitant, like, I think you're being unrealistic.
We can't. We can't do it. So that's why
there's only three quarterbacks in the league I don't blink when I want to pay $65 million. Mahomes, Josh Allen, and I would throw Joe Burrow in there. Some people won't. Some people may.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.